excited to have with us the state representative for the 21st District, Selena Villanueva. And welcome, state representative.
Thank you for having me.
Well, your story is very interesting. You have recently been chosen to fill the vacancy in the 21st District. Tell us a little bit about how you were selected and why you were selected, why there was a vacancy in the first place.
You know, my former state representative, Ivana Tavares, was recently appointed to the Chicago City Council. There was a vacancy created by a council person in the 23rd Ward. And so, you know, she ended up being appointed, and it left a vacancy in the 21st District. And so, you know, I had heard about it and I knew about it. And it was one of those things that, you know, I've been doing community work for a really, really long time. And so, you know, I had to think really, really hard and really, really long, spoke with my family, spoke with my friends to really have a discussion of, you know, whether this was feasible and this was an opportunity. I knew that there were going to be other folks that were going to be vying for this position because ultimately, because of the vacancy, the committeemen, the Democratic committeemen, since it was a democratically controlled position, were the ones that were going to be interviewing candidates and making the decision. And so a couple weeks ago, I went through the interview process with the committeemen, and at the end, I ended up being the selected candidate to be able to fill the vacancy and also be the candidate, the Democratic candidate on the ticket in November.
Well, congratulations. I mean, you had a field of five candidates from which they had to choose, and it included the chief of staff for a Cook County commissioner, a law enforcement instructor, a village trustee, and even the mayor of Summit, Sergio Rodriguez, was up for this position. So there's a lot of names out there, and you got it. So congratulations. Yeah. It's got to make you feel really
good. Thank you.
Tell us
Thank
a little
you very
bit.
Much.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you were sworn in July 24th, you were sworn in on July 24th, and you work as a youth engagement manager for the Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights. So this is your time right now, Representative, with everything going on. tell me a little bit about, obviously, I mean, I know where you stand on this issue. You're a youth engagement manager for ICIRR. What your responsibilities are and how you're going to take those responsibilities and continue to fight for immigrants' rights?
You know, I've been working in the nonprofit world and on behalf of the immigrant community since I was 14 years old. So, you know, this is just, a different way of being able to help provide support and resources and also a voice for the communities that I serve and have served. You know, I loved my time working at ICIRR, you know, and I've loved my time working within immigrant communities. I'm 33 years old, so I've been doing this for quite a few years, you know, and this is just, again, for me, the need to be able to engage and really have conversations, quality conversations about the importance of, you know, Latino voters getting out to vote, immigrant voters understanding, you know, their responsibility as voters, but also the power that they have has always been, you know, at the heart of why I do what I do. You know, I think we're seeing it right now with the Trump administration and their treatment of immigrant communities and basically all marginalized communities in this country. And, you know, for me, stuff like that is not okay. You know, it's my motivating, you know, factor in terms of why to continue to do what I do, but also because I know that we can make a difference. I know that those voices that are often left out, you know, if they're added to the crowd and added to everything that's going on, we can all make a difference. And so that's what I'm hoping to do, you know, in my position as the new state representative of the 21st District, is to continue to, you know, push for the change that we all deserve, that we all need, and that we all want to see, you know, happening. There's a lot of things that are going wrong right now, and I think that there's a lot more that we could be doing. And so I'm hoping to be ushering, you know, that change in Illinois, and hopefully, you know, with some changes in the General Assembly for next year, and then in Illinois government. I mean, I'm really looking forward to being able to pass some really great laws and make some really great things happen for the people of my district and for the people of the state of Illinois.
Absolutely. And I know you said you've been doing this a long time, but you're relatively young, you're female, and really this is a time, I think most importantly, too, for women to get involved in the legislative process. I think I read a stat the other day that there are more women running for state representative, for Congress, for Senate all across the country in the past year than there ever have been before. So that has to make you feel really good, too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, like, not to sound like a cliche, but the future is female. Like, it very much is. Like, it's women that really, really make, you know, things happen. No offense to the guys out there.
No, not taken. But... I'm speaking for them. No, I agree with you, though. Yeah.
But, you know, women just know how to get it done. And so, you know, I'm really excited about that. I'm excited to be part of that number of women that are stepping up in these positions and stepping up to really be able to, again, usher in this change that we need. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited about everything that's going on, of all the young people that are getting involved. You know, I'm excited of, you know, people being excited about making things happen and about getting involved.
You've been involved, as you said, since you're 14 years old in the community. Why is it so important for young people to get involved? And do you try to teach younger people, teenagers, even maybe at an early elementary level education too, that getting involved is so important for the community?
Yeah, I mean, like, at the end of the day, we all have voices, regardless of status, regardless of our gender, regardless of what society has told us. We all have voices, and we all have, you know, experiences that have enriched our lives, that have shaped who we are, our opinions, our beliefs. And I think it's important, especially for those voices that haven't often been heard, to be heard, to have, you know, space be made at the table for people to be able to engage and have conversations, you know, for folks to be able to step up in leadership positions. I mean, I think we need it now more than ever. I think it's more than apparent that things have not been working, you know, on the state level and, you know, on the federal level. Like, there's a lot going on, and there are a lot of unhappy people in this country. And I think, you know, it's so important for us to also listen to our young people and what they're saying and what they're experiencing, because at the end of the day, they are the future. They're the ones that are going to be taking care of all of us, you know, and it's our responsibility as people, you know, who are slightly older than them or a little bit, you know, older at heart or younger at heart, to be able to help mentor, to be able to help, you know, shape, but also encourage the leadership in young people and to have their voices be heard. I mean, I think I can't emphasize it enough, is that they are our future. They're the ones that we should be helping to develop, you know, as leaders, because ultimately, like, I want someone to be able to step up in these positions in the future. So,
yeah. And I was so impressed too, what I interviewed a few young people who were 17 and a half, and they were registering to vote because they wanted to be sure that they could vote in the primary and then in the general election when they were 18. And I think we're seeing more and more young people step up and want to get involved in the process.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's so important because, again, you know, everything from jobs, like, as a person who is still paying off student loans, you know, I would love to do, you know, as much as I could possible to try to, you know, avoid those pitfalls with, you know, future students and future college students, you know, to try to make things better. I think we tend to forget that the issues that matter to us are also issues that matter to young people. And there are other issues that matter to them. I think when we think about jobs, we think about, yes, I want to pay my bills. Yes, I want to do this. But we also have young people that are also having those same, you know, ideas and thoughts about wanting to actually save up some money. Maybe I want to be able to actually pay for college and not come out of college, you know, riddled with debt. Like, I think there's, you know, so many conversations that I think we just need to talk to our young people more, engage them more, because if we really did, we would hear all the incredible things and the ideas that they have. So, I'm always a big proponent of engaging young people of this, specifically, you know, more importantly, engaging young people of color. I think that they enrich conversations and they bring new perspectives that, again, often are not listened to or heard. And it's important and a responsibility of ours to be able to do that.
We're talking to 21st District Representative Selena Villanueva. Now, your district stretches all the way from Little Village in Chicago, of course, to Summit and part of Riverside, too. So it's good.
Yes.
It's kind of a big district. I know at one point someone said the districts are made up in Illinois where it looks like someone dropped a pane of glass and then it just shattered, you know, because my congressional rep was Bobby Rush. And my mother lives about 26 miles southwest of me, and he's also her representative as well. So I know you represent kind of a vast district. What are some of the issues within your district that you want to address or you want to make sure get pushed to the forefront of the legislative agenda?
I mean, again, jobs, making sure that there are good quality, you know, union jobs that are coming into the district. educational resources, like having really great schools and actually having resources coming into those schools and improving the quality of schools. I mean, again, college, thinking about college affordability and making sure that, you know, that our families aren't, you know, having to worry about whether they're going to pay for their mortgage or pay for, you know, their kids to go to college. You know, thinking about, you know, pensions and retirement and people actually being able to retire at decent ages as opposed to, you know, having to worry about working until they're 80 years old. You know, I think that these are fundamental things that, you know, are important to people all throughout the state. I think ultimately, you know, the scope of the work of the Illinois General Assembly is to, you know, at least in my opinion, is to try to make people's lives a lot easier than what it has been, you know, particularly working class families, you know, in terms of my district, you know, really trying to make life a little bit easier, you know, for the little guy out there who's just trying to live. You know, I think that's what it is for me and why it's so important to be able, you know, to really to come in and to do some incredible work and to pass some really great laws is I want to make life easier than what it has been for a lot of folks in my district.
You have such a great resume. I mean, speaking of your district, I know you were the director of organizing for Chicago Votes, and you worked on other campaign issues, including the fight to legalize gay and lesbian marriage. So I guess my question to you is, are you afraid, are you looking at things on a national level and thinking there might be some sort of a shift, whether it's involving a women's right to choose or immigrants' rights or legalizing gay marriage? Are you afraid that there might be some sort of a shift at the federal level and affect us statewide?
Unfortunately, yes. I think that we've seen it, you know, what's been happening with immigrant rights and immigrant communities, you know, what we've seen sort of, you know, what's happening with children being separated from their families at the border. I mean, I think everything that's happening on a national level does affect us here in the state of Illinois. And so what I hope to do along with my colleagues in the Illinois General Assembly is to fight back. I want to, you know, help make Illinois a model state, you know, a state that is welcoming of immigrants, that is welcoming of people from all walks of life. You know, again, at the end of the day, it's about the people in Illinois and making sure that the people of Illinois are, you know, okay to live their lives, you know, openly and freely and honestly and not have to fear, you know, this, you know, not have to fear discrimination or racism or, you know, any type of phobias, you know, to be able to just live and be able to live and be proud of the state that they live in. So, you know, I think definitely the stuff that's happening on the national level affects us. And, you know, my hope is to try to do everything that I can possible to help, you know, again, create opportunities and to be able to you know, make the constituents of my district proud and be proud of, you know, the areas that they live in.
Representative, do you think that there is a solution to immigrants' rights or to you know, you have one side of the country saying build a wall. You have another side saying, no, you know what, we need to. And then, you know, then there's a whole other side bringing their children over, being separated from their children and then hopefully being reunited with their children. Do you think there can be a common solution to all of this?
I'm going to say this. I don't think that there is an easy one word response to the immigration situation in this country. Mm-hmm. I think it is a nuanced issue because human beings are nuanced. Like we're not just, you know, like one or the other. It's all of the above. I think it's a combination of understanding that, you know, we do that our immigration system is broken and something needs to happen and change because we have about 11 million undocumented immigrants in the country and something needs to happen because these are people who have lives here, you know, but it's also on top of that, thinking about U.S. foreign policy and what's happening in the rest of the world and how that is affecting, you know, what's going on and people fleeing their countries of origin because of wars or because of famine or because of, you know, something that's going on because of, you know, not just U.S., you know, intervention, but also other countries' interventions. I mean, like, it's not, all of this is gray area, and understanding that and starting to understand it and see it from that, you know, place of that it's not an easy solution. There is no easy solution. It's going to be complicated, but that we have to start somewhere. Like, I think that's what it is. You know, again, at the end of the day, people have different opinions based on their personal experiences. I am, you know, the daughter of immigrant parents who came to this country about 40 years ago from Mexico. I'm the embodiment of their American dream. I'm, you know, a young woman who has gone to college. My father has a sixth grade education and my mother has a master's degree. And all of that was possible on, you know, on my mother's end was because, you know, they were able to get legal status. My mother particularly because of the 1986 Immigration Reform and Control Act. You know, so a lot of the experiences that undocumented folks who are undocumented right now, you know, the fear of you know, their status and of all these other things, I didn't have to grow up with because of immigration reform.
Right.
And so, you know, here I am now, a state representative, and the day that I was sworn in, my father made me cry because, again, I'm the embodiment of his dreams. And that only happened because of immigration reform.
Yeah.
Now let's think about what would happen if we actually dealt with our immigration system and how many incredible leaders and incredible people that we have in our communities now, but that would be able to do that much more because they had status. You know, I think that's life-changing for people. And so I think we need to see it from that perspective of human beings that understand that, yes, it's a complicated situation and it's a complicated problem, but that we gain a lot more actually dealing with the situation than we do with what's going on right now and building borders and building walls and everything that basically the Trump administration is doing.
You have such a great backstory, too. I know you're going to serve out the remainder of Sylvana Tavares' term and run for a full term, as you said, in the November general election. Are you ready to hit the pavement and campaign and go door to door?
I
know it's your community, so, you know, you're probably familiar with a lot of the people, with a lot of the residents anyway.
I am. I'm gonna be out knocking on doors, talking to the folks in the community, and getting people out to vote.
Are you thinking this could maybe lead to higher office, governor?
You know,
states.
Are you my senator? My priority is to represent the district, the 21st district in the Illinois General Assembly. That is my priority.
Okay, I have to ask you this, Representative. Your district, as I said, mainly Little Village. Some of the best restaurants, I think, in the city. I know this is like asking you to say your favorite child, but maybe two of the top restaurants that you'd recommend in Little Village that we have to try.
Definitely El Milagro.
Mm-hmm.
Great tacos. And then there is also, okay, so I'm going to do three. El Milagro, Atotonilco, and El Faro.
Okay, say them again because I interrupted you.
Yeah, El Milagro, Atotonilco, and El Faro.
Okay, perfect. I'm writing those down. We're going to go have lunch one of these days.
Yes, absolutely.
Best of luck to you, Representative.
Thank you very much.
In the general. And stop by anytime and keep us updated on everything going on in the 21st District.
Absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.